Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Put your seatbelts on. Put your seatbelts on. This is one of my favorite topics, low back and neck pain, musculoskeletal pain. I've hit this before, but we're going to hit it again because today, still, as every year we find out, low back, neck pain, within the top three reasons why people miss work every year. Billions upon billions of dollars spent on this, and in my opinion, we're not getting there. Obviously, it's still the number two or number three reason why people miss work each and every day in the United States. A little backdrop here. I went to chiropractic school, as you well know, graduated from Cleveland Chiropractic College in Los Angeles in 1994. I was the class valedictorian. I was supposed to get the clinician's award. I'm not tooting my horn. There's a reason I tell you this. I had great hands and all the academics to boot, and guess what? In 2,500 hours at Cleveland Chiropractic College in Los Angeles, which is now out of business, I mind you, they've merged with their mother school in Kansas. And I tell you, it was a good school. But here's my point. I spent over 2,000 hours in their clinic, got enough of a reputation to be nominated for the clinic award, meaning best hands, but couldn't take it simply because I was their valedictorian. 2,400 hours or so, something like that, and I didn't see one chronic neck pain or low back pain cure. Cure. I want you to digest that. You go to a fantastic chiropractic school. You study for 7,000 hours against 3.5 years of hard work. You know, chiropractic school, you're up in the morning at 5:30. You're lucky if you can get breakfast in. You're in class at 7 a.m. You get out at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You got lots of study. You have lots of insane teachers hired in the chiropractic schools because they can't get university jobs. Not that that means they're bad teachers. It's just there's not enough university jobs to go around. And these teachers are hungry. They want to teach you the sciences like they would in any grad school anywhere in the country, and they do. Chiropractic school is hard. Make no mistake about it. You accumulate 7,000 hours, and then you get into the clinic. And you spend a year, year and a half in the clinic, over 2,000 hours, and you don't see one low back pain case, one neck pain case cure. Now, I didn't say acute. I didn't say people didn't come in there with all sorts of, you know, I woke up this morning and I had neck or low back pain and in a week or two it's gone. I didn't say that. I'm talking about what the public will spend money for. I'm talking about what on the free market, in the world of competitive American trade, people will attach value, hard-earned dollars to a service. And that's chronic low back and neck pain. That's the kind of stuff that I should have seen cure, and I did not. And one reason was, in chiropractic school at the time, this is 1992, 1993, up to 1994, in our clinic there, we were told to adjust the spine, crack the back. And whether it was an invasive technique where you heard the bones go crack, or whether it was a non-invasive technique, didn't matter. That's what you did, and then you could throw on a little bit of physical therapy. And I didn't see it work. I just did not. which doesn't mean I don't believe in chiropractors, because lots of chiropractors concluded that they had to integrate it with things like nutrition and flexibility and strengthening, et cetera, et cetera. But the strict regimen, the standard of care, what we were told to do was crack backs. It's just like when I went to acupuncture school. I did a year at the Tri-State Institute of Traditional Chinese Acupuncture, owned by a wonderful gentleman named Mark Seam in New York City, and then came back and enrolled in SAMRA, which is now out of business. You know, a lot of these schools come in and out of business for reasons that we're going to sort of tap on today. But as it relates to low back and neck pain, again, in acupuncture school, I saw the same thing happen. You stick them with needles, you twist the needles around, you move the energy, and voila, it's supposed to happen. And if you talk to the graduates and you sit them down in honesty, you see, honesty, you see, you get their heads calm so they can really take a look at, in the frenzied pace of an academic curriculum, after they graduate, they can ask themselves one question. And that one question is, how many times, graduate, did you take someone with chronic neck or back pain? Meaning, I had it for 6 months, I had it a year, I had it 3 years, I had it 5 years. And how many times did you see that kind of person come back and say, I have changed drastically in my pain levels, or I don't have any more low back and neck pain. It's gone. How many times, prospective graduate? Well, I can tell you that those numbers are alarmingly low, which is better than doing a surgery if it's unnecessary, which is better than living on painkillers for the rest of your life. But there's a reason. There is a reason. And anybody that wants to challenge that reason, please submit your case studies. You see, but when you hold people to that standard, real in vivo live analysis of how chronic neck and back pain is managed by the American holistic healthcare system, acupuncture, chiropractic, so on and so forth, they do not deliver. Which is not to say, I'm going on record, because we got lots of chiropractors and acupuncturists gaining the information, that's not to say there are not independent chiropractors and acupuncturists and naturopaths and massage therapists who are working very hard and very diligently. I'm talking about the standards out of the educational system. But that's a good place to start. Something's wrong. Google it up yourself. Number two or number three reason people miss work each day, low back and neck pain. Billions upon billions of dollars spent on this sort of an issue. Okay. That's why you need to listen. Now, basic fundamental concepts when you have low back pain. Let me define a couple of these terms for you. These are the things you're going to hear your orthopedist, because it's usually where you go first. Your orthopedist or to the physical therapist, and they give you some highfalutin diagnosis that you don't really understand, but it sounds spooky. Whether you've been told you have spinal cord compression, disc herniation, disc desiccation, disc bulge, degenerative disc disease, facet syndrome, lateral recess stenosis, myofascial syndrome, fibromyalgia, trigger point syndromes, there's six or seven off the top of my head. Whether you've been told any of these things, many of the solutions, the permanent solutions, are outside the realm of you walk into the doctor and they put needles in you. You walk into the doctor and they massage your gluteal muscles or a low back. You walk into the doctor and they give you some sort of compressive therapies. Trust me on this, please. If you go about curing musculoskeletal pain with the quick fix solution, you don't have to do a thing, Mr. Smith. Just come on in and lie down. If you do that and you really study the results, you're going to find them alarmingly low. Meaning what? Do they help? Yes, they help. Yes, every quick fix in the book helps. Is it cost effective? See, that's the problem. Doctors are slaves to insurance companies because many of these therapies are not cost effective. And so the public won't pay cash for the therapy. And the insurance companies are long past the generation where they were going to pay heavy reimbursement. You've got to understand this, my good public, so we can all raise the bar here. And because of that, you have this problem where the public doesn't want to pay cash, and the practitioner providing the therapy with their licenses, et cetera, in order, builds insurance out, and your insurance doesn't cover it. There's a reason insurance doesn't cover it. The actuaries, the guys you don't fool. You know what an actuary is? I told you this once before on another show. An actuary is a high school student that's so darn smart in math that he doesn't study at all. Calculus is second nature. He plays chess in the back of the classroom while the teacher teaches calculus. He gets a 750 to 800 on the SATs. Usually he gets about a 300 in English. So he's a certain kind of nerd. Not a computer nerd, a math nerd. They look at the grades and they grab these guys, scholarship them to college, or in college just drag them out and start them with six figures. They give them an actuarial test at the insurance company. And these guys crunch numbers. They sit in a room and crunch numbers. They don't do radio shows. They're not out there in the public forum. They don't run for president or governor. But these guys know how to count. They know how to interpret statistics. I knew some of them back when I got out of chiropractic school in 94. And these guys were willing to tell their insurance companies that they worked for to reimburse. They were willing to go to the board to say, pay the public for these treatments. They were happy to do it, but they said they didn't see the statistics. And there I sat out of chiropractic school in 94, 95, listening to some of these guys in New York talk like this at restaurant coffee breaks and saying to myself, wow, that's fascinating. All the hunky-dory I heard in chiropractic school that I didn't see. And now I'm listening to the numbers guys tell me the stats don't cut it. Wow. That felt great after 4 years and God knows how much money. So, the point. Number one, these quick fix therapies are well intentioned. There are many doctors that understand what I'm talking about from all modalities. If you are trying to fix your low back and neck pain with single quick fix therapies and you've had it for a year, 2 years, 3 years, start thinking with me, Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health, outside the box. You got to go outside the box, good public. You got to get to the higher standard. You got to do that in politics today. You got to do that with your retirement perspectives today. You got to do that with everything today. So throw health into that pot. Get out of the old paradigm. Let's take a moment here. February 12th, tomorrow, Sunday, 12 o'clock, I'm teaching another Medici class. I've got 40 people coming in. Hello to you if you're listening. We've got a dynamite class. I promise you we will deliver. We have another class starting on March 18th. That's almost filled out. Get on my website, straighttalk.cc. That's with two T's, .cc. Sign up for the school. It's low cost. It delivers. It just asks you, the public, to work harder. Yes, not pleasant, but we have a lot of fun. And in the long run, you're going to save a lot of dough, and you're going to make the smart choices. So that's February 12th, tomorrow. That class is packed and filled. March 18th is the next class you can sign up for if you've not enrolled yet. Okay, I did what I was supposed to do for that. I always forget to do that, what they call that marketing thing. What a word, marketing. What a terrible word, isn't it? Do you know when you get out of these schools, most of your doctors, not most, but lots of them have to spend more time learning about this ridiculous word marketing than they do treating patients. And it's not because they're bad people. It's just such an unfortunate thing. Nowhere in the country do we fall into this trap more than Los Angeles. I think it's a side effect of the film industry, you see, where we start to push the illusion of reality through the media. L.A. is great at that. At least the new L.A. is great at that. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. You have chronic low back and neck pain, low back or neck pain. The reason that the quick fix therapy did not thrill you, the reason that you still have it, is because the potential